prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 23 December 2020. And I have a few announcements to make. I'll bring our guest up, Deborah Tavares, and turn her loose and let her go, just get out the news as fast as you can. But as tomorrow, of course, the office staff will not be here. Now, folks, I'll be quite honest with you. I do not celebrate Christmas, but the staff will not be here, and I cannot do it by myself. But so we won't be in office tomorrow. But I do want to say this. I want to say, now listen this very carefully. If you have a chance to be with your family, don't let some trumped-up virus scare you away from spending time with your mom and dad, your grandma and grandpa and grandbabies. Don't do it. You go. I don't care if your governor doesn't like it. I don't care who doesn't like it. Spend time with your family. There may not be a next year. And I'm serious. We'll discuss it in a minute. There may not be a next year to do this. And I'm as serious as I can be. In 2019, I told y'all the 2020 is going to be a rough year. Well, I'm telling you right now, the 2021 is going to make this year look like a picnic. Now, you mark my words on that. But again, I won't be in the office tomorrow. But as you know, we have the specials on. We've been running for this month through the end of the month. One of the three books been offering is Cremation Christian and Great Britain and America and Prophecy and the booklet Warning 1965. All three books for $18. Or you can get the 33-page report on the vaccinations and what that's all about with Dr. Mikovits and others for $5, folks. That's enough to pay postage. That's about it. And I'm serious. 33 pages are a lot of pages. We'll send those to you right out. And a CD of last Wednesday night's broadcast with Dr. Kerry Madej. Wow, what a powerful program. We have those available right now, too. People are calling wanting them. So our producer, Phil, made up a few copies. We have them in the office. They'll be going out of here next week. Asking $10 for that. You just call and get a copy. Make all the copies you want. They're not copyrighted. And, of course, the two-for-one special on REM Sleep and Tranquil. You can get two of each. You can get two of the same one. Or one of each, or four of mix them up. We don't care how you do it. You can get them both for $28.95 delivered to your door. The regular price for one of them is $25.95. Now's the chance to stock up, my friends, while you can. Tranquil is a fantastic item. Listen, if there's ever a time in the history of this country that people need a natural supplement to help them calm down and think clearer, it's now. And Tranquil will help you do that. It's guaranteed. If it doesn't work, get your money back. That's about as fair as you can get about it. But two for one, two REM Sleep or two Tranquil for $28.95 or one of each or three of each. I don't care how you do it. $28.95 for two of them. So just get them any way you can and call right away and get them as soon as you can because as of next Thursday, the special will be off. Okay? Now, our guest tonight is Deborah Tavares. And folks, what I just told you, I meant by my heart. You be with your family. And I'm telling you, and I think Deborah's going to back me up on this, next year is going to be unbelievably rough for a lot of reasons, financially, the grid taken down, and who knows, maybe even a revolution coming on, people getting angry, and it's about time to get angry, but it's a little bit late in the game. This is where we are in America today. So you stay tuned right now, and I'm going to let Deborah Trevira start off. Deborah, I know we have new listeners tonight. Very quickly, tell the folks who you are and how you got involved, what you're doing, then get into what you want to talk, tell us.
Yes. Well, my name is, of course, Deborah Tavares. I do run the website stopthecrime.net. That's stopthecrime.net. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and be sure to click the bell notification so you'll be notified whenever we post a new video. We also do send out email blast outs of significant importance that will dictate how you will survive going forward. Again, stopthecrime.net. I also run a website called primarywater.org. And while everybody is teaching their children at school, teach them the real reality that they're in, because we're in a virtual reality already, but we're not running out of water. So go
Deborah, I'd like to say one thing very quickly. In the Week magazine last week, they said for the first time in history, the water is being sold on the Chicago Exchange.
That is true, and we're being psyopsed into believing that we're running out of water. So learn the water truth. It's excellent, important, good information. This is the best information that you're going to hear me discuss right now. We are not running out of water. So go to primarywater.org. Also listen to the video that we have up entitled Primary Water Explained. And I just want to throw this out. The fellow that I'm interviewing in that Primary Water Explained YouTube video was burned out a few weeks back in the big fires in southern Oregon. And recently he's had some traumatic health effects as of losing everything. So again, learn the water truth. He has been living his life in spreading the facts about how to get to water that is endless and continues and is a renewable. Again, primarywater.org. So I want to roll into some news in a moment, but I first want to underscore a few things. We have, of course, been broadcasting for a number of years now that the electric grid will go down. The controllers of the United States, which are not our government, and the first mind-controlling test that all of you listening must take is, have you voted? Do you believe in the right and the left reality? That is a false reality. Voting is literally the entertainment division for our overlords. And what do I mean by overlords? There are secret societies and there are names of people that are involved in the control of the world. We're talking about USA Inc. We are a corporation. We're run by corporations and the controllers and the bloodlines. And we are Earth Inc. We're run by the same thing. It's all the same. I'm very quickly going to go over just a few of the 13 families that run the world and run the United States and more. The Astor family, the Bundy family, Collins, DuPont, Freeman, Kennedy, L.I., Onassis, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Russell, and Van Duren. And families are Reynolds, Disney, Krupp, and McDonald. So why am I giving you these names? Because it's important to understand what the to all of you, and they are doing to all of you what we're all experiencing now, the transition into a new reality. Instead of being human 1.0, we're being transitioned into a human 2.0. We'll talk about that in a minute. But my warning and my urgency right now is for all of you to understand that most people are unaware that the power grid has been aging and has been vulnerable for decades, decades, decades. Rothschild runs the global power grid. Rothschild was behind the scheme of deploying the smart electric wireless meter, which we were fighting against for many years. and California was able to achieve the opt-out. But the only reason that California achieved the opt-out on the deployment of the smart meter is because they did a psychological profile of the protesters. And out of Vanderbilt University, they issued a method in which they could slow down the opposition because we were making an enormous impact on what other states and other countries were starting to learn about the smart meters. Again, go to stopthecrime.net, look back over the years of the reporting on the smart meters, and understand the enormity of that movement at the time. But right now, all of you must be aware that the power grid has been aged. It's been asset stripped intentionally, but few know the real story of how the grid is going to be used to hold this country and other countries hostage in the not too distant future. Now, we've just been told there's been a cyber attack, a cyber breach that encompasses not only the grid, but our nuclear facilities as well. Please go to stopthecrime.net and listen to our videos about Lights Out and the intention of literally turning your lights off. So I'm going to be giving you a few things that you can do. I don't want this to be completely gloom and doom just before the days that are coming, but I would plan to have a power outage party. Tape up all of your light switches and just don't use your lights for a few days. Remember that when the power's out, if you are in the city and even on a well, you don't have access to water. So don't use any water also during the power outage party that you might plan. And don't use gas. And you're only going to survive for that period of time on the supplies of water that you have on hand and whatever alternative fuel that you have on hand. And you'll make a list of things that you will need when the lights are out. You will need those things. The lights are going to go out right now, today, in Southern California. Rockefeller-run Southern California Edison has, they said, about 200,000 people. The lights have been turned out because of high winds. Of course, the weather is controlled, too, and Rothschild and LLC and others are involved in controlling the weather. So for those of you that do not believe the weather is controlled or you vote, then I would suggest you stop listening now because this information is going to be beyond your ability to psychologically process reality. And if you are of a curious mind and you want to know why you're in the can of soup that you are in now that is evil beyond evil, then I please ask you to listen carefully and do some of the things that you're going to hear us suggest. And another thing I would suggest, because frequencies and the severity of mind control and literally creating a new human with through electricity and through all of the EMF that has been literally increased over the world, I would recommend that all of you go online and look at getting a shield for your phone. Your phones are weapons. Those are frequencies. These are weaponized by the military. Years back, I did a video called The Cooking of Humanity, where we interviewed Barry Trower from England, who is recognized as one of the foremost experts on microwave warfare. We have been attacked. We are the enemy. We have a corporate government system that does not function in the method that we have been misinformed in school and indoctrinated into believing exists. So all of the discussions about presidents and congressmen, etc., that is not how things are run. So please, I've got many videos, many YouTubes up about this that discuss it. But I would recommend that you consider ordering a military shield for your phones, because your phones are used and will be used for tracking, for COVID identification, and for identification in general. We're going to talk about what those plans are. So you can go online, type in Mission Darkness. It's a phone shield. They call it a Faraday bag, F-A-R-A-D-A-Y, Faraday bag, and it blocks out all wireless signals. You can keep your phone and other electronic devices shielded to prevent hacking, tracking and chain of custody, etc. And go online and read about this. I will tell you that I know many people that will not carry phones into any businesses at all because of the phones and the fact that they ping and they can identify where you are, who you're near, and falsely potentially state that you have COVID and much worse. And we're heading into a situation that is going to alter your reality once you understand where we're heading next year and beyond. So no longer, of course, is electricity a convenience. It's a necessity. In fact, it's considered to be the largest machine in the world. All modern life is based upon electricity. And the power grid is going to go out, and it has been. People say, well, when is this going to happen? Well, with many of the weaponized weather attacks that we've certainly had here in the United States and other countries throughout the world, large swaths of power outages have ensued. So it's a multiple-layered attack system with power outages and decimation of our homes and our communities and chaos, etc. So the power outage will cascade across the entire U.S. infrastructure faster than any other problem imaginable and wreak total havoc. And I have specific videos that I discuss this in detail. I have certainly seen firsthand myself the many military documents that discuss the reality of our fragmented system. And many military documents, all levels of the military, have been hardening up to prevent their severity of outages. But have you been told? Yes, you have now been told our system has been hacked. But it was hacked much longer ago than any of us have ever been hearing on the news. So I want to get into a document dated 1974, Bioeffects of Electromagnetic Radiation, Radio Waves and Microwaves. And this is from the Eurasian Communist Country. And again, this is a Department of Defense intelligence document that was prepared for the U.S. Army Military Intelligence and Information Agency, and it was approved by the Director for Scientific and Technical Intelligence of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And I'm going to just read a couple of things in here. This is most significant to listen to very, very carefully. This pertains to COVID and other aspects of the types of biowarfare that we now face and will intensify and has been intensifying. It says, a frequency was found which would provide a sufficient penetration of the chest wall of humans. This could allow neurotoxins in the blood. Neurotoxins, okay, think of any of the neurotoxins and think of the shots and vaccinations. This would allow neurotoxins in the blood to cross as a result, and an individual could develop severe neurological symptoms and either die or become seriously impaired neurologically. So they're saying that this would penetrate the blood-brain barrier. And this is a report about frequencies and how that would be related to pushing forward dormant viruses and other types of biological additives that we are putting into our bodies, shots, vaccinations, all the other types of attacks that we're enduring. So they knew, they've known this, we're the enemy and we're under attack. So I want to go over just a few headlines that we're looking at today. They say that there's a survey out, and today being Wednesday, December 23rd of 2020, there's a survey out that 4 in 10 don't want the vaccination. Millions of doses are sitting on ice. They're not able to be delivered. Certainly the release of the vaccine came at this time to literally snarl up all of the delivery systems in this country and elsewhere. because I have seen every available U-Haul and other rental trucks being commandeered by the delivery system because they can't do all the deliveries and make all the deliveries with the requirement to roll out this toxic vaccine. But they go on that there's a mutant strain impact that won't be known for weeks. With the coronavirus, they talk about jobless claims. And, of course, we know that we're heading into poverty beyond our wildest of dreams. In fact, while all of this is happening, the Paris Peace and Climate Accord is being accelerated by COVID. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But states square off over taxing remote workers. A New York City sheriff dispute. Deputies are visiting homes and hotels of people arriving from the UK to enforce quarantines. So we now have military enforcing quarantines. We've heard this is going to happen, is happening, and will accelerate in occurring. America's population growth slows to a crawl. Well, absolutely it slows to a crawl. We are being murdered on a myriad of fronts. When I look at the depopulation rates in the forthcoming planned global genocide of the Deagle.com document from 2018 to 2023 and 2025, and I look at the levels of planned reduction of populations worldwide, we have to look at who's behind all of this. NSA and NATO and the Russian Defense Procurement Agency, Stanford, the World Bank, that's Rothschild, the UN. Those are the global controllers worldwide that want you dead. And this is a report on North Korea, and it was given to the U.S. president during a presidential briefing, and it was quoted by the Stanford report and can be seen on WikiLeaks documents. And Deagle is recognized as an intelligence provider for military and secret services and governments, and for this reason, its forecasts have been taken extremely seriously and legitimate. Now, you can go through this document, again, Deagle.com, that's Deagle.com. It's an interactive map, and you can look and see the planned reduction of the population in various countries worldwide. I've also gone over this document while I was on the radio show with Dr. Bill Deagle, not the same Deagle, and I have that posted as a YouTube video on StopTheCrime.net. Go to the YouTube video channel and listen to that. This is the planned demise of populations worldwide. So if you have not heard of this before, you now need to know, because you are a target. We are all targets. So let's get into some very important papers that I would recommend everybody take a look at. It's the West Penray Papers, W-E-S Penray, P-E-N-R-E Papers, and there is an introductory level of learning. And I highly recommend that you go and search this out, because you will find some basic information on the global elite or the shadow government. And it's most important to understand the Illuminati, the secret societies, the Bavarian Illuminati, how Cecil Rhodes and the Round Table fit into all of this, even the black magicians and the Antichrist, the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, and where do we go from here? So you can find out that the most secret societies that are pretending to be charities and the charity organizations are covering up some of the most severe anti-human work against us ever. So when you hear charities and philanthropic, that's how they funnel in funds to literally subvert every country worldwide. And the United States has already been subverted. We are USA in name only. We do not exist. And I've reported on that many times in the past. I have documented facts on this. And again, I urge you to learn that basic fact. We're not a country. We don't vote for elected leaders, nor do we vote for our local city councils, board of supervisors, public health figures, of school board, any of the government agencies that are controlling this country worldwide. So let's talk about some other things. So we're concerned now, and we're being told that we need to be fearful of mutant strains and how it's spreading. But let me talk about some other things. Northeast states, D.C., sign an agreement to reduce transportation emissions. So while all of these other assaults of fear and really literally psychological warfare is happening, we are being signed in to transportation and climate initiatives and cap and investment programs that you don't know anything about. But we do. We talk about that on StopTheCrime.net. And, in fact, we have a special link called Kiss Your Gas Goodbye. We have been certainly describing what we've seen and read in thousands and thousands of climate action plans worldwide. And the end of petroleum is upon us. They expect for us to survive on renewables only. That's wind, solar, tidal, or ocean a surge that they can generate frequencies or electricity from as well, and, of course, geothermal. And none of this is reliable. The weather is controlled, and I am the first one to tell you I have seen the fires firsthand here in Northern California where I live. And I have been part of rescuing people that were stranded and helping to house people as we were set upon by arsons called AKA United States Incorporated. So make no mistake, we're under serious and direct attack. Also, what we're finding, too, is the cities now after COVID, there's going to be more tech and many more open spaces because they're going to confine us within a 15-minute walkable, bikeable, livable city that we will live in forever and not go out of a 15-minute lifestyle. This is happening to all of us while we are panic-stricken, wearing masks and hiding, and not seeing our family. And while we now are in far worse shape than we realize, because I'm going to tell you why right now. But I'm going to give you another piece of information that's very important and hope that you will look into this. We need to filter our water, and I'm going to discuss this, because raw water, which is certainly really poisonous with all the chemtrails, all of the reservoirs that are just cauldrons of filth. They're just filthy water. They even, oftentimes, out of waste facilities where they put your human waste, they truck that up and pump that into upstream rivers, and it flows and mixes in. It's called a blend into the reservoirs. And that is served up in your homes after it is adulterated with chlorine and, in many in most cases, fluoride and other aspects of poisonous fertilizers, as all of this water literally flows over the grounds and collects in these reservoirs. But let's talk about a couple of things that have come to my attention recently, and I will go over that just right after
break.
The break,
okay.
And why you need
to get
a water filter.
All right. Don't go away, folks. Right back. And don't forget, we do have breakthrough water filters available to ministry if you want them at a really good price. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
Folks, we're about to jump right back in. I've done my best to keep my mouth shut during all this because I want Deborah to get her news out. But I want you to just remember one thing. Cause a lot of things she's telling you, you're going to think, well, no one can be that evil. Oh, yes, they can, my friends. How else would you describe an individual who could tear a baby apart in a womb and throw it in a trash can or sell the parts of it? That's evil beyond mine, your imagination, isn't it? That's just not possible for us to go that far. But
well,
people can.
Yes, and in fact, even the Pope recently said that aborted fetal tissue in vaccines is acceptable. It's a normal way of doing business. And the same thing was said during a Rights for Life group that sued an aborted fetal tissue manufacturer out of Southern California that has been, it's called Cinemix, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X, that has been being put into our food supply for many decades. It's also aborted human material as well. And they consider that as a right of doing business. But I want to get into the water and why all of you should look at the smart whole house water filter immediately. And this is one of the reasons why, of course, our water is extremely polluted, and they add neurotoxins to it and fluoride, which is a calmative that they used in World War II. I could go on and on about the water, but let's talk about some newer aspects of diseases that are now being found in water. One of these diseases is called the Guillena worm disease, and people become infected with the Guillena worms when they drink water contaminated with microscopic larvae that migrate through the body and grow into worms up to 3 feet in length. A year after these infections, worms emerge from the body through painful blisters, causing permanent scarring and at times disability. Now, this is a horrific disease, and it affects people predominantly right now in Africa. There is no cure for this. The disease can be greatly reduced by water filtration and keeping people that have the disease out of water sources. Also, there's another water, and I believe all of these are biologically created weapons in labs, just like Lyme's disease from various larvae and the ticks and Plum Island and all of the government research that has been used to literally make us very ill. Here's another one. It's it's called the river blindness. It's a parasite disease spread by black flies that breed in fast-flowing water. Victims experience chronic and severe itching, skin rashes, and vision impairment that can lead to permanent blindness. Worldwide, there's more than 120 million people at risk of being infected with river blindness, and over 270,000 have already been blinded by the disease, again, mostly in Africa and Latin America and Yemen. River blindness also causes social and economic fabric of entire communities to unravel. Agricultural production drops. Children must care for their sick parents. And young adults, fearing they may become blind, leave their homes. And they talk about where you can certainly be infected by river blindness, and they're saying Nigeria, Sudan, South Sudan, Cameroon, Uganda, Ethiopia, and six Latin American countries where river blindness, they're saying, has been eliminated in Ecuador, Colombia, Guatemala, and Mexico. And when you understand the enormity of the evil that exists, you would doubt seriously that it has been eliminated in those countries as well. So let's talk about this new type of COVID tracking. It's called COVID Safe Check-In. This is being initiated in South Australia right now, and it will enhance the contact tracing to keep our community safe. This is all about massive surveillance, monitoring every move you make, even down to every thought you have. And I make no extreme announcement about that. You have to understand this. So they're saying that if someone tests positive for COVID-19, the COVID Safe Check-In enabled by an app to quickly contact others who may have been exposed by the virus and stop the spread of COVID-19. And they talk about how you sign up for this app using your smartphone. So now you need to understand everything in the future is going to be reliant upon your smartphone until they put Bluetooth technology in the beverages and in the food and put that in your body. You will no longer need a cell phone. But until then, we're facing this COVID safe check-in process where you have to have an app, and it will know where you are and let you know how you are throughout the day. And it will receive, you can receive this via email if you do not have a smartphone. Not to worry, they will make certain that you have tips on displaying your QR code. You will have to literally, with a cell phone, scan the QR code at all businesses. Those businesses that are allowed to remain open must hire a QR code, COVID safe check-in set of guidelines and requirements, and we'll go over that a little bit too. They also talk about how they will, when people arrive at a business, a venue, or an event, they will check in by scanning the QR code using their smartphone throughout the app and at any event. And all people entering the place must upload their relevant contact details to be approved in the contact tracing system. So let's talk about what they're going to be monitoring, and that's pretty much everything. So a defined public activity is any of the following. On-site purchase and consumption of food or beverages, whether occurring indoor or outdoors, sports, including sports training, fitness, or recreation activities, indoor public meetings of all kinds, ceremonies, private functions, provision of personal care services, provision of public entertainment, recreational transport, operations of all nightclubs, operations of relevant licensed premises, and of course, as you all know, anything in business has to be licensed, and so everything will have to certainly have this COVID-safe check-in. operations of casinos and gambling, and they say within the Gaming Act of 1992. So they're also getting onto tribal land, which is, of course, where most of your casinos and gaming activity has been allowed. They go on to tell us that at auctions, inspections of premises for the purpose of sale or rental of any property. So property management, properties up for sale, you all will have to comply to this COVID-safe check-in to do business, even driver instruction. And assembly within the in all meetings within the meaning of the Public Assemblies Act of 1972. This is how far back much of this control was already set up on all of us. This is not a short-term plan. This was set up on us decades ago, and even longer than that. But the provision of health care, residential care, disability support, or aged services, all general retail premises is a place of retail sale or hire of goods or services, household businesses, the COVID-safe check-in. They're even requiring a business COVID-safe check-in, not only for us, the prospective consumers going into those businesses, but all businesses must display the QR codes at all entrances, print the QR code bigger, and they have different flyers and things that they tell us about. But this includes activities and gatherings, travel restrictions, international arrivals, business restrictions, closures, visits to residential care facilities, restrictions on movement in Native American communities, restrictions on at-risk care facility residents, impact on court operations, prison visits, and in South Australia they say prison visits will be suspended, and it goes on. They also, which I found in this information, they have COVID marshals. And a COVID marshal are people who will be assigned to apply the COVID directions and restrictions in identified businesses and operations. A COVID marshal must supervise prescribed operations. And they say that the different duties of the COVID marshal are on-site purchase and consumption of food. Everything that I listed, supermarkets, hardware stores, religious faith-based ceremonies, all must have a COVID marshal. Gymnasiums, fitness centers, distribution centers, including associated transport operations, swimming pools used by the public, sporting clubs, any activity where a COVID management plan is required, and that will be required at any place that you go, any operation which may be defined by the state coordinator. So who can be a COVID marshal? Now, this reminds me of Nazi Germany. They say you must be 16 years of age or older. Now, I will tell you, everyone's out of work. So our youth are being hired to be narcs. This is a narc hiring plan. And they must complete a training and keep records of the training and provide all to authorized officers on request. They must take reasonable and responsible steps to visually identify themselves as a COVID marshal. And they're required to promote and ensure infection control practices, which are frequent hand washing. Now, I want to just add this. I went online in my city. I'm here in Northern California, 1 hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, and I'm right outside of Santa Rosa, California. But I typed in my city, and I found that they want us to take our shoes off. They now want us to start taking our shoes off because of COVID. And I could talk more about that. I don't have time. I will be posting information on that here in a few days to discuss that in more detail. But we must understand what we are facing. A person conducting prescribed operations must ensure that the prescribed operations are supervised by a COVID marshal if a place is used for prescribed operations. So what they're saying is that they must ensure the operations have sufficient seating, hand washing facilities, cleaning regimens. It must present supervising prescribed operations at all times, and They must ensure that the COVID-safe plans and COVID management plans or specific policies or protocols are in place at all times. So we have COVID marshals, we have special apps, and get that the phone restrictive for frequencies that I mentioned to you earlier in the program, again called Mission Darkness Phone Shield. Start getting off of all wireless devices in your homes immediately. Many of the kids now that are streaming wirelessly for their lessons to be further controlled and mind controlled through false ignorance of what we're told exists in this country. We are absolutely educated into ignorance. And that is why we have what is occurring now besetting upon us. But they go on to talk about all travel restrictions. And all of this is, of course, changing daily. And they're talking about testing upon arrivals at all airports, quarantining. We're hearing all of that now coming out of the UK. I have friends in the UK right now that are trying to get out, but we know that just in a couple of weeks it's going to become more and more difficult for them to fly out without having a COVID test, which of course the COVID test in and of itself has hydrogel on it on the end of the swab. I won't go into that. You can type in COVID test hydrogel and find out for yourself. But I want to go over this with you right now, because we're currently living in an underworld, and they have a plan, and they call it singularity, and we're in the middle of it already. They have managed to manipulate all of us, even their spokespeople, such as Ray Kurzweil and Miku Kako, into believing that the singularity is just a transmutation of our bodies, so that the physical body can live forever, so-called cyborgs. Our consciousness will be transmitted into the AI cloud. Nothing is what it seems. They want to live forever. We're talking about the controllers want to live forever. And the cloud is a very real thing. Social media, smartphones, texts, phone calls are all tracked, and 5G will enhance this tracking via satellites until we have no privacy left at all, even in our thinking. Our every movement will be registered, our every thought recorded. Pre-crime has already been set up in cities. We've already watched how Palantir has advanced the technology of thinking ahead of your actions in many of the larger cities like New Orleans and Chicago. Palantir, all of this pre-crime tech has already been laid out. So there will be satellites covering every inch of the planet. They already know almost everything about you anyway, because you're putting everything on social media. And they say the current pandemic or COVID-19 is a major step in separating us physically, so we can't interact with each other anymore, and children can't play and bond with each other. Everybody is being prepared to permanently work from home on their internet devices, and everything will be done in solitude and on computers, which will become much more sophisticated. We will no longer be able to leave our houses. Drones and androids will deliver what we order online, even food. Humankind will get used to working from home and interacting with each other through their devices alone. Implants and other technology will force us to merge with virtual reality inside our devices. These are the nanobots. These are the various types of smart tech that we've talked about over the years that we discussed in the nano portion of the NASA war document on StopTheCrime.net. And it's interesting to note that there was a young man who put his virtual reality glasses on just as an experiment, and he lived in a virtual reality game for a week on his computer without taking his glasses off. And when he finally took the glasses off, he said that he discussed what he had experienced. And after a while, he was so engaged in the virtual reality, which they call VR, that he couldn't tell that it wasn't the real world. It was just as real as this one. And his awareness and consciousness had transformed into it. After his experiment, when he took his glasses off, this world felt like the virtual world rather than the VR world he had experienced during his experiment for that week. He was shocked. So you can type that in. Young man experimented with virtual reality. It's just most important to understand we are already in a matrix. We are already being consumed and cannibalized. We've been in the food supply for many, many decades and been rendered like meat processing. And that is going to increase more and more as days go by, and we are being consumed. And what we face is beyond most people's ability to understand. And I just want to say this. This was by the former FBI director J. Edgar Hoover in 1956. He said the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to a realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. Our minds reject even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. So I want to give you a couple of YouTube videos to watch. If you type in your YouTube search, the White Death of 1949 in Wyoming, you will be stunned. For those of you that recognize that the world is now operating on controlled weather in every aspect, you will hear testimonies during that 1949 horrific, almost four-month whiteout storm event. Nothing like that had ever happened. And you'll hear them talk about how this one fella had these guns just lying there, and electromagnetic frequencies were coming out of the barrels of the guns. These people talked about how the snow did not feel like snow. You will see hundreds of thousands of cattle frozen in their tracks, as well as horses and pheasant, and then the Native American Indians who fared the worst, and how they managed and didn't manage to survive this weaponized weather attack of 1949. So understand what has been done to us, and also what has been done to the people before us. The indigenous people of all lands have been set upon by the crown and the overlords, the 13 controlling families that are being also controlled. And we must understand, while you are still able to think, you need to. And we must learn now everything we don't know as quickly as possible. It is mind-bending, and I call it truth trauma. But we must learn the truth. And right now, we have to learn how to live without power and without ability to have water. We've got to become self-reliant. Living off-grid and prepping takes on a whole new reality when you do not have water or electricity or gas. And then, of course, foods. Our supply lines are being disrupted worldwide. Right now, if you look at the supply lines in England and with the entire Brexit debacle, you'll see thousands upon thousands of shipping containers loaded up on docks that they can't ship out, and tankers that are full of containers they can't deliver. And you're hearing how recently France closed its borders, will not allow food to be delivered to England. And, of course, I have friends in England and in Ireland, and they're talking about the escalating food costs. So prepare yourself for escalating food costs. If you haven't stored up anything at all, then you're going to be paying a lot more for a lot less. And understand that you're going to be tracked and monitored by your social credit score. And your food delivered to you by the drones and androids will be literally attached to the caloric intake that you are allowed to have based on your obedience. We're getting back to ID 2020. This is all real. This is happening. This is rolling out as we speak. I see it everywhere here in California. People say, well, California, of course, is the birth grounds of all of this. No, it's not. This is worldwide. And it's happening at different rates in different areas. There is nowhere to hide. People think if they move out of the country, they're going to be better off. Third world countries, dictatorships run by mafia and the CIA are no place to be. I have many people and friends that I've known that have moved away and have returned. And literally, it's better to be in the country of origin where you have your family and friends and you have a network that you can certainly lean against and more that will understand your position. Hopefully they know what is happening. But it's very important to understand the high tech that we're facing and the transformation that we are headed into as humans. There's a very good book called Transhumanism. I would recommend that you consider purchasing it. It's by Joseph Farrell and Dr. Scott DeHart, Transhumanism. Dr. Joseph Farrell and Dr. Scott DeHart. And I would certainly want you to observe how Rockefeller, how Henry Kissinger, and Monsanto worked to create borders around Argentina where they could experiment with GMO food. And you have to wonder why our current CEO of USA Inc., which is Trump, would sign in executive orders wanting to rapidly roll out biofood. This is genetically modified food. This is an executive order, as well as rapidly deploying AI throughout the United States and rapidly deploying 5G. This has all been done under this administration that is being literally told what to do by the overlords. They all are. And so you don't need to look much further than to the executive orders. This is how this country is run. And at any point in time that you hear advisory meetings on any platform, understand those are meetings to deceive all of us into believing that there are experts that are weighing in on the decisions for our best interest.
Deborah,
they
about 2 minutes
not.
Left. About 2 minutes.
So go to stop
here.
Yes, go to stopthecrime.net. Please certainly subscribe to our YouTube channel and make sure you click the bell notification and learn over this time that you're forced to stay at home what is real. And certainly get off of all your wireless components at home immediately. I really want to extend my dearest appreciation to you, Pastor Butch, for being out there on the front lines as you have been for so many years. And I thank you for allowing me to use this platform.
Oh, you're more than welcome,
for getting
man.
This information out.
We'll get you on next month again, too, if you don't mind.
Yes, I would love to come back because I had more to discuss today than I had time to discuss it. So I look forward to coming back on. In the meantime, everyone learn the truth. You're being psyopsed. This is psychological warfare and mind control. And you must understand that. Sadly, most people's minds have already been controlled. And
yes.
If they're voting, as I said, that's one way to know that they're already programmed and controlled. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Deborah. God bless you. I'll talk to you soon, sis. And folks, we'll see you Monday night on the air again. Have a great weekend. Spend time with your family. Enjoy them. Please, while you still have time and can. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.